The Diary of a Praying CEO, read by Omolola Adetoyin, Chair of the Conservative Women's Organization, the Watford Branch. My dear Father, I would first of all like to thank you for the privilege to serve in this role as Chair. This is an honor that I don't take for granted and the accompanying responsibilities. Without your guidance and direction, I do not think I will be able to move forward. The appointment comes at a time when the glass ceilings affecting the respect and elevation of women are being shattered in most of the arenas of life. We have seen promotions, especially in the political and business space. It has been a long time coming, but we have always rested on the hope that comes from having a relationship with a faithful God who created us to adopt different roles and also created us all as equals. Our prayers will constantly be that we all dwell in society with understanding, so our prayers will not be hindered. I like the fact that we're now beginning to comply with your word to leave an inheritance for the younger generation. And what better legacy to leave than to know that the playing field is fast becoming equal for men and women. If only society in their policies over the years understood that in God's image He created us, male and female, and your image surely does not reflect inequality, but equality. As we approach the end of 2020, I seek your omniscient greatness in charting the direction for the organization for the year 2021. You see the beginning from the end, so it is only wisdom to seek your insight on which way we should go as an organization. Most importantly, I ask for the leadership skills, the knowledge, the wisdom, the ideas to effectively coordinate all the future activities that lay ahead for the organization in 2021 and beyond. So until the next board meeting, Lord, keep us well and safe and bless us all over this Christmas period to know the reason for the season. Your CEO.